Okay, so we're holding by the first conversation.
Who wants to know when the pizza's coming?
The pizza should be here in about half hour, 45 minutes. We're holding by the first conversation. So you gave a positive answer, she gave a positive answer. If there's one thing that girls complain about guys most, it's that guys don't call. You could give a guy a girl's phone number, and he says, okay, I'll call her. And he waits 3 days, 5 days. If that ever happens, I don't offer the guy another girl. In my book, the guy is off my list. You get a girl's phone number, you call her that night, maximum the next day. Finish. No, I'm saying after you've checked references, and she's checked references, you gave a positive answer, she gave a positive answer, you were given her phone number and told now you could call her. The matchmaker or whoever it is came back to you and said, she's interested in dating you, call her. You have to call her within a day. I don't care how busy you are. I don't care what your life is. You're interested in getting married. She said yes. There's no reason she should wait more than that. Call her that night. Call her the following morning. I would say that night. But, okay. I can understand that that night didn't work. You're at a wedding or whatever. It didn't work. 1 second. Let's start again. Someone came to you and offered you to date a girl. You checked references. You took as long as you want to check references. That's legitimate. After you finished checking references, you came back to the guy and said, yeah, it looks good to me. Thank you very much for thinking of me. I'll be happy to go out with her if she's interested. Here are my references. You give him your information. He goes to the girl. She takes a week to find out about you. She knows she's limited in time because you're standing waiting. You gave a positive response. You said you're interested in dating her, so now you're sitting waiting to get her response. So she has, let's say, a week to verify about you. She comes back to the guy and says, I'm interested in dating him. So the guy comes back to you and says, the girl says she's interested in dating you. Here's her phone number. From that minute, it shouldn't take more than 24 hours till you call the girl. He gave you her phone number. He said you should call. Call her. And I don't understand. I wouldn't think I have to say it. But there are guys who call. The girl doesn't answer. So they leave a message. Hi, it's Chaim. Could you call me back? Bye. What? No, it doesn't work that way. Where's the chivalry? So you won't spread out your cloak and let her walk over it. But you expect her to call you? You have to call her. And don't leave her a message. You call her. And that's true on the second date and the third date. No, you don't leave a message. You call her. And if you didn't reach her, you call her a second time. And if you call her 15 times, then you can say, look, I'm going to keep trying to reach you. I just want you to know that I'm trying. I got your number. This is my number if you feel comfortable calling. But I'm going to keep trying to reach you. So you have to keep trying to reach her, yeah. Yeah, you have to call her. She's not going to call you. And you're talking about modest girls, right? I mean, it's true that it's become more acceptable that girls call guys, and some girls are comfortable with it, but many girls aren't. And what?
Only
Dati Lumi. No, not in the Haredi crowd. So the first conversation, we said it should be shortly after you've got her number. Now, what do you talk about? So the truth is that, in essence, all you need to do is set up a time and a place you're going to date. But you can't have a conversation that way. This is the first time you're talking to a person. So a simple meeting ground to talk about is the guy who offered you to meet. Because he's someone you both know. So you could talk, like, how do you know him? How do I know him? And da-da-da-da. And I heard you study here. I heard you study there. Again, remember you were supposed to begin the conversation with asking her if she has time to talk now. Could be she doesn't have patience to talk now. She doesn't have time. It's not a good time.
What about internet?
Internet. So once you've decided you're going to date this girl, contact via the internet for technical things like where you're going to meet isn't that. But I think that it's fair to say that she'll expect, and I would think you'd also want, that after she's given a positive response, you talk to her. Why would you limit yourself to internet? You get a lot more by talking to her. And I think she wouldn't, cheaper, we'll talk about in a second. I think she wouldn't see it as being like, I don't want to say not normal, but not conventional to do it that way. Like the average guy
that
the average guy calls, and I think it makes sense to call. I don't think you could begin a relationship over the internet. If after you have a relationship, she works night shifts and it's hard to get a hold of her and it's hard to communicate, maybe internet is a good tool. But in the beginning, I think you should communicate by phone and to set up the date, etc. again, I'm telling you what I think in general should be done. Obviously, exceptional circumstances.
There's a site that we were talking about called Sadi and Sinai. So you have like, so what you do is you put in your profile, they put in their profile, you put in a picture, they put in a picture, and then all of a sudden a shotgun sends you this person, this picture, and this description of them. And then you either accept accept or decline.
Yeah.
You can email them and ask the question.
And then if you accept, they give the shotgun gives you her phone number.
Okay.
But you can't, like.
I think what about going to meet gatherings where they have
wait. That's not relevant here. Remind me, we'll get that later, okay? We just gotta stick to certain to a certain extent to stick to the topics. So we said the first conversation you're gonna try to have it as soon as possible, and what you're gonna talk about, a good starting ground is the guy who set you up. We try to stay away from topics that are too volatile. So you don't necessarily have to talk about Sharon moving his left pinky today. That's not necessarily for the first conversation. I'm not sure. On the first date also, I would stay off those topics.
How about those meds?
But if you know that she's interested in that type, any of that subject, there's no reason why you, if as long as it's not.
Everything's legitimate. I'm just saying, you want to stay neutral in the beginning so you know who you're talking to. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't want to be offensive. So maybe she happens to be very liberal, and she could still be your wife. You have different opinions on certain things. We're going to discuss on what it makes sense that you could differ, on what it probably would make sense that you don't match if you differ. I hope we'll get to that tonight. So that's one thing you could talk about. How long should the conversation be? Normally somewhere around 2-3 minutes is fair, not less than that. Now what about more than that? Well, if you shoot it off, if you hit it off, so why not? Talk. I would caution not to have too lengthy a conversation. I don't believe in phone dating. My experience is again and again and again and again that it's misleading. People get a false picture of the other party by phone dating. I strongly caution against it. We'll discuss when it might be useful. But as a general rule, I wouldn't use it. The first conversation, sometimes, think about this. The girl's supposed to meet this guy somewhere out at a bus stop or somewhere else. She doesn't know who he is. So you are making her life easier. She'll feel more comfortable after you've had a phone conversation. So that's why in the first conversation, if you hit it off, I wouldn't say cut it short. As long as it goes, it goes. I think that it's normal to have some kind of chit-chat. Not just, hi, where are we meeting? At what time? What place? I don't think you could do that. We're human, so we communicate. We bond by phone conversation. Now, by phone conversation. Don't judge by the phone. Some people have a horrible phone book. Some people sound all scratchy. Some people sound all kvetchy. People sound all kinds of things. Don't judge by the phone. Even if she sounds terrible on the phone, don't come to the date thinking, oh boy, what's going to be? Don't judge by the phone. Certain things you could judge by the phone. I'll tell you a story which has a lot of morals to it about a phone conversation. I was set up with a girl in Tel Aviv. And from the references, she seemed good. And then I call her up, and the first phone conversation, she starts making fun of me. It's okay, I hear you. Oh, fine. Doesn't sound like she's going to be my wife. But what can I do? I already agreed. Once you agree to the first phone conversation, you're basically agreeing to the first date. So I had once that we spoke the first phone conversation, and we sort of sensed this wasn't it. So we both agreed, you know what, maybe we'll talk for another 5-10 minutes, because I think something, we both got misinformation. And after 10 minutes, thank God, we figured out this wasn't it, because she was even further out in Tel Aviv. So we both saved ourselves a big hassle. But this girl in Tel Aviv, I couldn't find a way of doing that. So I'm coming to the date thinking, I'm traveling to Tel Aviv and this isn't it. Fine, I get to the place we agreed to meet. I'm sitting there waiting. 15 minutes after it's time for her to show up, my cell phone rings. She says, I'm not going to be there on time. okay. She says, I'm babysitting for my sister, and she's not back yet. So she'll be back probably in about an hour. So I'm thinking, you know what? I have a safer. I'm learning. That's great. What do I care? I don't want to sit with her. It's pretty obvious this isn't going to work. Again, we just said don't judge by the phone conversation. But things like a person's traits, if she's already making fun of people in the first conversation, she didn't only make fun of me. She made fun of the guy who set us up. I saw this was, okay, this wasn't for me. So I figure, fine. So she tells me she'll be an hour late. I say, okay, fine. It was supposed to start like at 9:30. 10:30, 10:35, she gives me another call. You know, my sister isn't back yet. It'll take me another half hour until she gets her. She says she'll give me a ride. I say, no problem, fine. 11:15, she pulls up.
At night?
At night. I'm standing out there at night. I'm standing like at this bus stop in Tel Aviv. I don't know Tel Aviv. So I'm standing there for like 2.5 hours learning. Fine, I don't care. I got a sefer, I'm learning. But she's not there. So, yeah, I was lucky it was nice weather. I was very lucky it was nice weather. If it's not nice weather, we'll discuss. Then you better set up a good place to meet in case you have to end up waiting or she has to end up waiting.
You took a bus there?
I took a, no, I had an engagement or something there. I got a ride there. I had, I was able to match.
Did you get back?
Oh, that's the moral, that's one of the morals in the story. She shows up to the date, and it's 11:15. We start walking. I'm not going to say anything. So the conversation starts flowing. And suddenly we're walking, and she's on the sidewalk, and I'm off the sidewalk. So she tells me, you know, I feel like a giant standing next to you as it is. On the sidewalk, I really feel like you're a shrimp. I said, okay. So she says, why don't you go on the sidewalk? Said, okay, this is like pretty clear. This isn't it. But fine. The whole date, she's like, what did I do? I mean, she's not a very nice girl. The date ends. It's 11:45. I told her, look, the last bus is at 12. So even though we're starting late, I can't run beyond 11:45. Please have your ride pick you up at 11:45. So 11:45 comes, and her ride isn't there. And 11:50 comes, and her ride isn't there. And to make a long story short, 12:00 comes, and my bus comes, and it's the last bus from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. And her ride isn't there. So she tells me there's nothing wrong. Leave me here. They'll be here any minute. I'm thinking, this is my last bus. I don't know how I'm getting home. What am I going to do? But on the other hand, well, I'll leave her alone on a bus at a bus stop at 12 o'clock at night. But a girl like this, I feel like leaving alone at a bus stop at 12 o'clock at night.
Where does she have to go to?
She's somewhere in Tel Aviv, but she was supposed to have a ride pick her up. So I told her, no, not leaving you alone. We dated, so your ride is late, so fine, I'll figure something out. I didn't know if I was going to sleep that night. I didn't have a place to go. I didn't know how I'd get back to Jerusalem. So I told her, no, I'm waiting. Turns out that as I'm waiting, her ride came 2-3 minutes after the bus. As she's approaching the ride, a drunk came and tried to attack her.
Wow.
So it turns out that if I would have left, I don't know what would have happened. But I was very happy I stayed. So I always tell guys that story. Because here was a girl who spent, from the first phone conversation, it was clear this wouldn't be it. Even though I'm telling you not to judge by the phone, certain things you see. I mean, it's not a question of whether she sounds like a nice person or anything else. I mean, she wasn't nice. And the date went bad. And then I had a choice to leave her or not leave her. And I would have been right, so to speak, leaving her. Look, lady, we agreed on time. We were supposed to end at a time. She was wrong, or her ride was wrong. It's not my fault. But it doesn't work that way. You're taking a certain responsibility when you agree to date a girl. You're taking upon yourself the responsibility. You're saying, I will date her, and I'll take the responsibility till she gets either on her bus or to her home or wherever it is. And as much as you might deserve to say bye-bye, you don't say bye-bye till she's on her bus or on her ride or whatever it is. In Israel, it's acceptable that you accompany her till the bus stop, but we'll discuss that on the date. The only reason I'm bringing this story now is because even though I'm saying don't judge by the phone, certain things you could see by the phone. I'm saying don't judge who she is because she has a raspy voice or this voice or that voice. People sound differently on the phone. But you're talking to her, you see how she speaks about people that you do see by the phone conversation. There's no difference if it's on phone or not. How did I get home? I discovered that from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, there are Sheirut that travel these vans, which I didn't know about. Like when I was there, it was under the understanding that, I don't know, maybe I'll spend the night up. I might not have a place to go at night. What do we do on the first phone conversation? Well, the main point is setting up a place where we're going to date. So how do we choose a place where we're going to date? So I'm a guy who likes to drink a lot. So I'm going to tell you something funny, but my first criterion for a good place to date, there should be a bathroom around. I want to be able to drink, and I don't want to walk around looking for a bathroom. Not beer and whiskey. I drink water. I drink coffee. I drink tea. I drink. So my first criterion for a date is there should be a bathroom. But the main criterion for the first date is that you could recognize one another. A lot of people say, I'll meet you at Tachna Merkazi. Which girl is she? It's not going to work. You haven't seen her yet. So another favorite of people that people choose is by Binyanei Oma. How do you say that in English? Binyanei Oma? Binyanei Oma, okay.
Across from
Tachna Merkazi, there's Binyanei Oma, and right near it there are benches. So on any given night, if you walk there, you'll see 8 guys and 8 girls. And they're all walking. And everyone's wondering who's going to go to who. So don't do that. Choose a place where there won't be other people. Don't choose a bus stop and don't choose anything else and try to give an identifying mark. You don't have to ask her, well, what do you look like? But you could ask her, could you give me an identifying mark? Are you going to be wearing a green coat or black coat? Or are you going to be taking with you a tick or whatever? Now, you might want to say, you know, this is what I look like. But she might not want to come over to you. She's a girl. You're supposed to come to her. So try in a modest way to give an identifying mark.
Well, in such a modern age, we could just send a picture.
You could send a picture, but she might not want to send you a picture out of modesty. And I recommend that if you have the option to have a cell phone with you, then exchange cell phone numbers. And we're going to discuss before the first date, one of the things you have to do is take your cell phone number along. I wouldn't put it in the memory of my phone because what's going to happen on the third girl and on the fourth girl and whatever? It starts getting confusing. You don't want to call the wrong girl. So, I wish you all to marry the first girl, but you might have to take more than that. So write it down again in orderly fashion. So what's important about the place we arrange to meet? It's important that it's a place I could recognize her. It's important that it's not far from the place where we're going to have the date. And it's important, in my opinion, that it be in a protected area in the winter. You don't want to say a bus stop where if it's raining, you're going to be freezing. Let's say you wait for her 15 minutes. I'm assuming you're all going to be on time for your dates because you're all gentlemen and you know how terrible it is to make a poor girl stand and wait. There was a girl who I dated who showed up to every date 15, 20 minutes late. And it was the winter. I was freezing. And everything else seemed to go fine. Okay, I figured I'm not going to judge. I don't know. What do I know? Maybe every time it's a different story. But it seemed a little strange. And then on the fourth or fifth date, she apologized. She said, I want you to know. You don't deserve it. Because every time I come, you're here. But I've spent so many dates standing in the freezing cold waiting for guys that I vowed I am never showing up to a date on time again. And that's why I show up late. Because I figure if I'm going to wait, at least it won't be a half hour. It'll be 15 minutes. So she said, look, I see you're here before me each time. So I feel bad, but you should know that I can't help it. Guys do this to me all the time, so I don't have a choice. So I hope none of you guys ever do that to a girl. You set up a time, show up.
How many dates have been on?
Girls? Yeah, it's terrible. That's why I tell girls to check out guys.
Have you ever asked them, like, how many dates have been on?
Why is it my business? I don't think it's any of my business. So we set up a place. Now we enter a different arena. You take out a girl to eat. So in the United States, this is acceptable. You go on dates and you eat. I think even on the first date in the U.S., that's acceptable. No, you tell us. In the United States, don't you go out to eat?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, okay. but here in Israel, so I always joked with my brothers that all of my dates, I dated many girls, all of my dates put together, all the money I spent on all my dates probably equaled one date of my brother's. I always told them that. I said, look, you pay gas there and back, and you take her out. How much does a date cost you? $100, $150? What is that? 600 shekel? No, 4.5? Yeah. Yes. It's 600 shekel. I tell them, I don't think I spent 600 shekel. I'm 50 girls.
Wait.
You could go out with a girl, but let's build up. We'll get there.
Can you go to a library?
So here in Israel, you don't have to take out. It depends on the crowd. Some girls do expect you to take them out to eat. Some girls don't. I don't think on a first date you have to take out a girl to eat.
How do you know?
Wait, I don't know. You could ask the shatran, you could ask the guy who set you up.
Ask him, what do you want to do?
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second.
What's wrong with that?
You should always have a plan.
I once had a girl who I asked her, what do you say we do? She says, oh, so now that's my responsibility too?
then that's it.
Maybe
you brought a suggestion, and then you say whatever you want to do.
Okay, so wait. So I think though that you want a place where you could talk. So in the summer, in the spring, you could go to a park. You could go to all kinds of places. Gan Sacher. I don't know, Machon Meir, you'll see a lot of Merkaz Arav walking around there. I don't know if all the Machon Meir guys go there, but Merkaz Arav, they're all walking on dates there. What's the downshot of Gan Sacher? In the night it could get cold. Sometimes there are dogs and it's not pleasant. And I was there on a date when they were doing drugs right next to us. So that wasn't pleasant either.
It's dry. I think you said dogs.
Dogs. I said dogs and I said drugs. I said both. Girls aren't comfortable with dogs.
It made me
many girls. So
relaxing,
if you're doing drugs?
No.
Yeah, but that's the
same.
No, no. We have this up recorded, right?
No, no.
This is recorded, right, Rabbi?
Right? Yeah, it's recorded.
Wait, no. Is he asking a question? Is that what asking a question, Daddy?
No, it's in the same atmosphere, would it not make it more relaxing if there's all other people dating as well in the park, or maybe people that are not so confident in that?
To an extent, but sometimes people feel very uncomfortable when they're sitting on a date and the next bench over is their best friend. Like,
or a guy dealing drugs.
That's not.
The best friend
dealing the drugs.
Where do we take? Or actually, we pay and stuff?
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But we're talking about still the first phone conversation where you're setting up where you're going to go. So I'm saying you're going to try to get a place which is near where you're going to date. And where are you going to date? So you could go to hotel lobbies. Many hotel lobbies don't mind that you sit there in the evenings and you buy a drink. I believe
that in the States a lot too. Also.
Yeah, I believe that if you're going
to
go and use the hotel's facilities, then the right thing is to buy something. It's not right, in my opinion, to sit in a hotel and you're using their sofa, you're using their location, you're enjoying their heating, and then you walk out and I don't need anything. That's not nice. So you should verify, because there are hotels like Shar Yerushalayim near Center One that they make you order a meal. They say you can't order a drink. If you want to sit here, you got to order a meal. And then they kick you out after the meal. I've had this experience twice there, so I'm telling you guys, check it out. Shar Yerushalayim, I had very bad experience with. Now, why is it so common? Yeah, because it's right near the central bus station. So very often, girls come from Netanya or somewhere else. So she says, my studies are in Jerusalem. Why should you come to me? I'll come to you. So you meet there, and then you think, gee, this is the closest hotel. Well, I have very bad experiences with them. So the one time I actually bought food, so they said, well, we're finished serving the meal now. So I said, I paid for a meal. Do you care if I sit for another half hour? What's the difference? So they said, okay, and they shut all the lights on me. Shut all the lights, shut all the heating. Like, they were very rude. So I'm telling you guys, check out the hotels before you go there. We have to clear this place. There's, they want to clean up here? So we have 5 minutes.
You're starting
so, okay, so we'll go 5 more minutes.
No, it starts here.
Yeah.
At least an hour.
Okay, yeah. Wait, so we'll get that in a second. That's on the date. We'll get to that. I just believe if a girl's coming from Netanya, then you should offer her a drink. Some dates, if you're in the park, so you pass by. If she's coming from a distance, she's just on a bus.
Drunk?
a drink, I didn't mean wine. I meant a soda or something.
I didn't mean wine either. I meant scotch.
Bringing your own bottle is a no.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. It depends where you are, probably, if it's okay to sort of do
a picnic.
Have a picnic. Bring,
so wait, let's get to that when we get to the dates themselves. Yeah, when we're calling for a place, when we're setting up a place to meet, that's what we're talking about, the first phone conversation, then remember, you don't want to have a problem with yichud. You don't want a place where yichud means you're not allowed to be alone with a girl in a place where other people aren't there, where you're alone with her, where anything could happen. So we're going to define it halachically tomorrow. Our class tomorrow is in the laws of yichud. Where could you be with a woman? Where could you not be? A woman like your cousin, your aunt, which women are... Is this an issue with which women not? We'll discuss that tomorrow. But with the girl you're dating, it's an issue. You're not allowed to be alone with her in a place where there aren't other people. So choose a place which is well lit and there are other people. What does this mean? This could be a coffee house. This could be a hotel lobby. This could be a park which is frequented. There are parks which are problematic. There's a big park in Beit HaKerem, which is a gorgeous place to go by day. But by night, in my opinion, there's a problem yichud there. I went there with my wife. I was scared that there was no one around.
Your wife is fine, though, right?
They took care of
him. I don't know. There were strange things going on there.
Where's Beit HaKerem?
There's a nice park. At the end of the class, if we have time, I'll tell you a list of places. We'll look at a map and we'll see where it might make sense today. Oh, yeah. The university is gorgeous. So we'll get to that at the end if we have time.
Where is
the Hebrew U? Hebrew University. Okay, so we said, how do you decide where you're going to meet? You decide, I believe in a place that has a bathroom. I think you should have the ability.
So basically a building or a hut.
I think you should have the ability to buy something, either to drink, something to eat, a place where it'll be easy to recognize one another, and a place where you won't have problem with yichud, and I think also a place where you won't have problem with dogs. Many girls, I'll bother them a lot. If you go to Gan Sakher, and very often there are people running around with dogs there. What? Oh yeah, it's going to cost you money to date. Just be happy you're not in the United States. How much is it going to cost you? Now, we'll get them preparation. Oh, what about people who are? So they should be sad that they're not in Israel?
That's not going to change my answer.
Oh, okay. Okay, you asked. People who are in the United States. So if a guy's going to date, then he has to have the means to take a girl on a date like everyone else does. He can't go on a date and everyone else is taking her to a meal and you're saying, yeah, well,
let's go walk around the park.
Now, you should be prepared. There are girls that want you to pick them up by a car. So, the standard line is, I'm coming with a Mercedes-Benz. That's a taxi. The taxis in Israel are Mercedes. So, that's a standard line. I wouldn't mix a girl because she says that. If that's what she's used to. So, think about it. And that's another aspect of this girl. That's what she's used to. Okay. It's your call. There are many girls who... The acceptable thing is you meet where you're going to date and you drop her off at the bus that's going to take her home. You should be prepared that Americans...
No problems with, I mean, apparently, I don't know, this is the way you're talking, like, the cars would be an issue. Yeah. I know. But I know the halacha on it, and it's actually accepted.
Huh? Who said? We'll discuss it tomorrow.
Because it's not, if the windows, if you could see through the windows, no problem.
Let's leave that discussion for tomorrow.
I went through this whole thing.
Okay.
I'm not going to be here.
What?
Can we go on?
So the laws of Yichud Mincham will discuss tomorrow. That's a good question.
Tomorrow.
I'm saying, the car, you're right. That's an issue, right? We'll discuss that tomorrow.
Leave the door open.
No, they say people say leave a crack at the window. All right.
Okay. So we're setting up a place, setting up a time. Preferably, we're exchanging phone numbers. If you don't have a phone, what I used to do in yeshiva was I tell my friends who didn't have a phone that when they set up with a girl, in case something happens, there's an emergency, she can't show to the date, she can't let him know. So they could always call me. Like I offered my friends, they could do that. The girl could call my cell phone, and I'll give them the message. And the guy, before he'd go to the date, would stop by me and check. Okay, fine. You could find a friend who has a cell phone if you don't have one, who would do that for you. It's not a big deal. I'm a big believer in today's day and age. Why shouldn't you be able to communicate? Why should you end up going to the date and staying there for a half hour, and then that night find out, her great uncle died and she couldn't come to the date? Give her an option, a way of notifying you if she has to cancel. So if you don't have a cell phone, ask a friend who has a cell phone if you could ask him for that favor. Again, we're only talking in case of emergency. I don't remember. Oh no, it's not true. It happens. Sometimes girls leave me messages. That's true. Happens. Okay, it's not a big deal. What? Okay, now we're holding by the preparations for the date. So what do you prepare for a date? Number one, sleep. Sleep. Gentlemen, don't show up zonk to dates. I don't care that dates are at night. So take an afternoon nap. If you want the date to go well, sleep. We all function better when we're well rested. Number two, your clothing. Don't show up in tatters. If you have pants that have a hole, don't wear them to the date. If your shirt has sweat marks, don't wear that to the date. Don't show up in a t-shirt. Come on, look presentable. You're not going to get a second chance to make a first day impression. You want her to get that picture, fine. I believe in shining your shoes before a date, but okay, you don't want to shine your shoes, don't. Tuck your shirt in. I think in Israel it's more acceptable to show up presentable, not dressed for Shabbos. In the United States, at least in the Haredi crowd, it's acceptable to show up dressed like Shabbos. In Israel,
Shabbos is different. Here. Like, you dress Shabbos differently here. Before, you can wear a white shirt and pants, and it's fine for Shabbos. But like in the States, if you certain places you do that, you get shot.
Yeah. Fine, but yeah, you have to remember that even here, when I showed up first time to yeshiva in my white shirt, so I always wear a white shirt, every day guys would stop me and say, "What simcha was there today?" Until they got used to the fact that I wear a white shirt. Okay. You don't have to do different than everyone else does. Shave. If you shave, then shave. If you don't shave, don't shave. But don't show up to the date with what's called afternoon shadow, something like that.
5 o'clock shadow.
5 o'clock shadow. Okay.
It's kind of sexy though. 5 o'clock shadow.
Because you have one going right now.
So that's your call. If you think you look better that way, so do that. Take a shower. Right. Take a shower.
Take a shower.
So basically, the two S's.
Tuck the shirt in. No, go to the bathroom. Yeah. I believe in going to the bathroom for a date. Yeah, why not? Prepare your cell phone. No, don't shut the cell phone because she might need to read you. You agreed that after you meet her, shut the cell phone. Money. Yeah, you have to have money in your pocket. You're going to go to these hotels and you're going to ask them for a glass of water and they'll say that'll be 18 shekel each, please. So you have to have money. Don't show up to the date with exact change. No, water I think is free if you don't get it in a bottle. But I told you, I believe you should buy something. And a cup of tea could cost you 24 shekel in a hotel.
But they do that.
So they do expect you to pay for this.
We'll talk about that in a second. Give me 1 second, we'll get to that.
But you're not there, I am.
Take her phone number, whatever phone you agreed. And I believe, even if it's the second date, write down her name. I forget names. I've sat on a 10th date with a girl thinking, what's her name? Okay.
You should write it on your hands after you shower.
So I had it on a. I always had it on a piece of paper together with the cell number.
So
did you
look at it like 30 times during the day? Like,
no, but sometimes I would ask to go to the bathroom and I would take a peek. What can I do? I don't remember her name.
How do you spell your name?
Okay, another date. Chazal taught us that a person should always welcome his friends with a kind countenance. Sevel panim yafot. And I believe that that's especially true for a girl. You're coming to a date, she's shaking, it's not so comfortable for her. She's meeting a boy for the first time. Hopefully you have a modest girl who doesn't feel so comfortable on the first, second talking to a guy. Even a girl who's more outgoing on the first date, she's a girl. So I think that it makes a big difference if you approach her with a smile or you don't. Your smile says a lot. I mean, how you welcome her to the date. Now, I reached a point where I dated so many girls, I couldn't smile when I went to the first date. I just couldn't. So what did I do? Aside from being well rested and showering and shaving and getting ready for the date, I'd listen to some classical music and take either a candy or a piece of chocolate before I went to the date to perk my spirits. And I'd walk the date thinking, this could be my wife. This will probably be my wife. Hopefully this will be my wife. Okay. At least the chocolate's sweet. And then I was able to show up to the date with a smile. I think that's obligatory. It's a ben adam nechavero. You're showing up to the date. You have to come with a positive approach. Yeah.
Is it appropriate to compliment the woman?
Good question.
Compliment her on what?
How she looked.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, no. I wouldn't start with that.
No,
I wouldn't start with that.
You look nice tonight, you can't say that?
You don't know from a previous night.
You could say whatever you want, but I wouldn't.
That's a nice list, though.
Hey, I think that, what
I mean,
do...
You're taken
what?
Aback by her looks. It's not.
It's maybe
it's not some modest.
And
thing.
You
yeah. You're fielding her a signal. If that's the signal you want to field, it's not the wrong signal, but you're definitely fielding a signal.
So the answer is no.
The answer is not no. I will not tell you what to say and what not to say on a date. You are who you are, and whatever you say is a reflection of who you are. But you're not me.
No, but I'm married. When he's giving tips right now.
I'm saying, what are you telling the girls? aside from the fact that the first thing that you see about a person is their looks, I noticed your looks.
So on a second date, you say it. Maybe a third date, it might be appropriate.
I think it's inappropriate ever to comment about her looks. I don't think so. I don't think even when you're holding by getting engaged, I don't think. The most you could say is if she looks not good, you could tell her, is everything okay? You seem like but to say, you know, you're looking good tonight. I don't know. First of all, looking good tonight is never a good thing to say. What was last night?
Right.
And secondly, I think that's something intimate that doesn't belong on a date. You run into problems when you're engaged. You want to buy her a ring. You want to buy her something for the wedding or something else, and then halachically you're not supposed to be looking at her, and she's telling you, well, how's this look? So that's something we'll discuss. We have to have a separate class about engagement periods, and I don't know if we'll have that. But throughout the dating process, so you're not supposed to look at a girl. You could talk to her and see her, but to look at her is not seeing her. There are two different things. Now, halachically, you're supposed to look at her once to check if she is the way you want her to be, so that you don't want to have surprises. Is this a girl that you're going to enjoy being with? But that's it. Beyond that, you talk to the person, you see them. But to start looking at them, to start analyzing her features, and I'm not going to go to greater details, that's not permissible. So, and I don't see why on the first date you have to look at her. You could wait until it seems serious, and then you look. When you see a person, you're automatically going to see if many things are going to bother you.
I don't
understand.
I never agree with that. I don't think you can. I don't think from one look you can determine something like that.
I have to say that when you say you disagree, you're not disagreeing with me, because I didn't say anything that was my opinion. You're disagreeing with Allah and Shabbat.
But I disagree with that opinion. Because it doesn't have grounds. I'll talk to you about it later. I argue it's really for tomorrow's class.
Okay, we have to go upstairs now.